Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go. It's hour one, G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Cowboys practicing today. There's been a number of updates, and we'll get to those throughout the next 5 hours here on your home of the Cowboys. Home of the Rangers. Of course, we'll be watching afternoon playoff baseball with you, keeping you updated as this thing cruises through. And I'm Gavin Dawson, general at your service. If you see me, bear me. There's Brian Broaddus, former Cowboy Scout, Super Bowl champion with his pink shirt on. You like to rock the pink, you rock it well, sir.
Thank you, sir. Pink's appreciate looking that. Good felt, on you. Felt very festive today. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Lucius Alexander's in the Pimp Cup over there. Master Control here at 75 and Fitzhugh. He'll go five flawless like it's nothing. Chiafalo is in the house. Woolchuck, as we discussed yesterday, has a holiday to attend to today.
Atoning for his sins.
Yeah. Yeah, doing his best.
Yeah.
Might need 2 days for that.
Yeah.
but Carter Freeman's coordinating your video. And
I mean, you carry can over.
Watch us every day, 105.3thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. Yeah, I'm going to need a overtime for this.
He's probably on hour, what do you think, like hour 16 or so?
Of a fast? Oh, yeah, this is when it gets real.
It's when you start to get the shakes a little bit.
Well, I mean, he might be coming up. Do you think you go home, eat a real robust dinner, go to bed, and then start targeting 9 o'clock the next night? Is it one of those?
Yeah,
I think 24 hours, or is it throughout the whole day?
Yeah, it's a 24 hour.
Sun up, sun down.
Is it a midnight to midnight?
Yeah.
Not midnight to midnight. I think it's more of like probably like an 8 to 8 situation.
See, yeah, that's the perfect fast right there. Because really for me, a lot of days I won't eat till noon, you know? So my body's kind of used to it.
Yeah.
We can do this 5 or 6 hours, although it gets rough. You start getting those headaches. You start feeling the fatigue.
Well, especially if you're not allowed to drink water and stuff unless you have medicinals that you have to throw down.
I wonder if that's a real rule. You got to have water, right?
Well, maybe not. I mean, you could survive without it for a day. Like,
my son's Jewish. My ex-wife's Jewish. I don't know the rules.
Let me ask
him questions.
I mean, they
look this up.
The AI says, no, Jewish people cannot have water or any food during a fast like Yom Kippur.
That's
involves a complete 25-hour abstention. Mm. So that's serious right there. You know, salute to Wooly Bully. Send that man some love on social. Let him know he's missed.
Especially since he's got to play dad today. And you know she's just eating all the goldfish.
Just crushing.
All the delicious snacks. And he just has to pull them out of the box and feed it to her. And he doesn't get to actually get the dad tax.
Okay, if he breaks down, do you think it's like the animal crackers or something like that? What do you think he breaks down on?
I think he breaks down on the Cheez-Its.
You think so?
Yeah.
Those little Cheez-Its are good. Shoot.
They're incredible.
If I'm going to break down, it's not for a couple of Cheez-Its, you know? I'm going straight to Wendy's.
Jersey Mike's. Let me ask you this, though.
Do you get the little baby like a Big Mac and stuff? Like a full
just
meal?
Just a couple of bites.
Oh, she can't eat it.
Not going to let this go to waste.
She's like kind of pulling on it, you know? And then you're like, oh, I got to scarf it on down.
Just give her one of the buns.
Yeah, you did. You order like a Philly cheesesteak. Oh, here, honey.
Yeah.
Then you're just like... You jump in.
That would make it extra irritating as a parent, your kid demanding food and then taking one bite and walking away and then saying they're hungry for something else 3 hours later.
You guys have lived that, right?
Oh, constantly. I mean, with you having three little ones, I can't imagine.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, no, I'm not hungry. I'm done. It's always like, I'm done with my meal. And then can I have a popsicle?
Yes.
So can I have? And I'm like, you took two bites of your breakfast.
Let me ask you this. Did you ever have the problems when you took them to like, the McDonald's Playhouse area thing? Did you ever have that problem where they wouldn't eat their food?
They just wanted to play.
They just like, you'd get the food with the fries and the little cheeseburger and all that, and you're kind of like watching and like, okay, we're going to eat this. Then you get it's just like
just
one bite and
waste.
Then it's just a run, just straight sprint into the the germ
pool.
The only
thing that actually gets eaten is the packet of ketchup.
That's right. Yeah, it's delicious. Okay, send Woolchuck some love on. So he's probably battling right now. And
send Woolchuck a pizza.
That would be hilarious.
Would that be funny if just like you get, we put his address out there,
load him up with crumble cookies, all of a sudden
people
tiff.
Just yeah, people are just delivering all kinds of food to his house. I think that's a good bit. I think we need to do it. Hey, not against the Jewish. We're not doing anything bad against the Jewish folks. We're not saying
no.
Anything.
Just a little friendly trolling.
We're just having fun.
We're just setting them up for a huge dinner tonight.
That's right. Put that bad boy in the
fridge.
Bless
you all for what
throw
you
it in the, throw it in the air fryer. Yeah. Brings a pizza to life like nothing else. Might even be better second time around out of an air fryer. A little extra crispy.
Dawson, I saw some people cooking wings in that air fryer. Is that
it's been done. It's been done.
Lucius, you're kind of an expert of the air fryer. Wings cook in the air fryer?
That's the only thing I can cook out of is the air fryer and the stovetop. Yeah, that's
about it. Do they get crispy?
Yeah, they get hella crispy, man.
Do they really?
Yeah, you just got to watch them because you don't want them to cook, like, to nuke the inside too much.
Oh, yeah.
And you lose that nice tastiness.
I've seen people use this cornstarch with them kind of in the flour.
Oh, that sounds lovely.
They made nuggets out of them is what they did in the air fryer.
Is the starch for
thighs,
like the crisp?
They use chicken thighs.
Yeah, ooh. It's like 15 minutes, bro, 10 minutes.
They use chicken thighs.
And you got a whole meal done, dog.
That's gold, dude.
Yeah. From frozen, it's amazing that the magic that air fryer works. I will make meals, freeze them, and then just throw the wings or the barbecue or whatever in the air fryer, and it'll bring it back to life 12, 15 minutes, no problem.
Here's another question. Hard cleanup on that thing?
It can be.
Because if you burn something by mistake, it gets that smoky smell in there, and it starts being on all your food, so you got to get an SOS pad, pad, and like really scrub it out.
The George Foreman was a hard clean for me.
Okay, so you know what I found, and I don't know if the other manufacturers do these, but Ninja makes these little, they almost look like coffee filters that are fireproof, and you drop them down in the air fryer bowl.
So they're a catcher.
And then you cook in there, and then you just throw that thing away. Yeah, it holds oil.
It's like an oven bag.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a big old joint.
Yeah. And, you know.
Big, bro.
You got a giant
one? Yeah, it's one of them big ones, bro.
Nice.
Mama Law came through.
Yes.
Merry Christmas.
150 wings.
Yeah. I want to leave right then and there. Like, all right, y'all have a good Christmas.
Like a Hemi engine putting power in that thing. Yeah.
Okay, so Cowboys Thursday.
I am concerned that it may be in about 15 years they're going to let us know, like, hey, did you have the Ninja air fryer?
Yeah. Right.
Call this number at the bottom if you can still see.
Like, yeah, mesothelioma stuff.
Yeah.
I'm Jim Adler.
Yeah.
There is an interesting smell in there. I do wonder about that sometimes.
Oh, geez, don't tell me that.
Okay, what do we have cracking here across the world of sports? We're just watching the Cowboys news kind of churn and hope guys are healthy. I think we're all excited about the potential for Jaden Blue. Hopefully the payoff is
worth. I think you're going to get your wishes on this week.
And you know that thing is exciting. Apparently today he was in some Louis Vuitton cleats at practice, so he is ready. I would save those for the game myself.
All right.
I can't imagine, I'd want to stockpile too many pairs at that dollar figure. But Miles Sanders not at practice today during the media viewing portion.
Yeah.
Blue has been close to playing, and Joseph Hoyton in the morning news asking, is this the week? You're hearing it is?
It is.
Right on. It is. Brian said that with certainty.
Yeah.
So I wonder what kind of a role it is. Is it running back, special teams, and receiver? Are we going to get this guy taking some of the Kevontae Turpin stuff too?
Yeah, I think what – I'll tell you what
– can't put too much on his plate now. I mean, they didn't want him on the field for the first month of the season.
That's where I think you're going with the right direction there. I think they're going to make sure that there's some special team stuff. He can do that. There's also going to be some things that the running game stuff, I think. The problem that he's had is kind of picking up some things. They were worried about him with some blitz pickup stuff a little bit there. And when we get to the Jets, we're going to talk about some blitz pickup stuff.
Okay.
So this could be, this could be one of those things, hold on to your rear, here we go kind of a things. But hopefully everything will work out for him. I mean, he's had plenty of time to sit and kind of take everything in and hopefully he's got, with him getting a lot more reps at practice, that he's going to be ready to go.
We should at least add the route that he scored on against Ohio State there in his
the
last
wheel,
competitive
that,
game.
That
the wheel route.
Yeah, that wheel route. He scored wins at Texas A&M. He did really well on another route that he caught. I mean, he's a very good receiver. Like I say, I think the only thing that they worried about with him is the blitz pickup stuff and, the protections. That was something that was a little bit, made him a little nervous.
Which is pretty par for the course for a rookie running back, generally speaking.
Yeah.
But there's ways to kind of take that off his plate, isn't there? Like, just because he's playing running back, does he have to be
like
a pass protector?
Active, Yeah, I mean, it depends on, though, if he, you know, you're just going to take him off the field every single time. I mean,
or get him out in a route.
Yeah, that's what I would say. Make sure that he's doing something. I mean, if it's check and then go, you know, make sure you check before you go.
Just don't go. The order just of operations.
Check. Yeah,
the PEMDAS of pass protection.
Yeah, look inside for that blitzer and then look outside and then go.
Jonathan Mingo is back practicing. What could he be capable of? Are we having to wait more weeks? I mean, with missing wide receivers right now, it'd be great if he's ready already, but he just got into this 21-day window.
Yeah, that's I kind of feel like that we're in that mode. Remember, we were talking about this a little bit yesterday. It's not just immediately come back. It's you have to kind of navigate what players come back and what positions you bring back. So for every move, there's another move that has to be made. So sometimes they'll slow play these guys, you know, won't get them. It will carry them out a little longer. And then when they need them, then you bring them back. So that's, I think he's in that mode right now.
Okay. Thursday night football this evening. Are you guys in?
Well, can I say something real quick, though, about with Turpin, that situation? The reason that you were able to get away with not playing with Lamb last week is because Pickens and also Turpin did the role of CeeDee Lamb. Because what happens is you don't move Pickens around very much, but you do move Lamb around. He plays left, he plays right, he plays in the slot. So you move him around. It honestly took two players to make up for what you have in CeeDee Lamb, because the one guy that moves all around is Turpin. So here you have Pickens that doesn't move. Now you have Turpin that does move. So they kind of, both of them together, kind of gave you what you get from CeeDee Lamb every week. And so that's, if you don't have Turpin this week, now you lose that element, that element that we got from Lamb.
Is Tolbert your main moving guy now?
Well, that's probably what's going to be happening. I mean, like I say, Pickens doesn't play in the slot a whole lot, if at all. And so that's, if they lose that ability to motion and have somebody that plays that way or plays in the slot, you know, this could be troubling, because Sauce Gardner is going to travel. I mean, he's going to travel. We're going to talk about that today. He's going to travel with you guys.
Krusty's Corner is coming up at 3:40. I think, unfortunately, I'm leaning towards picking the Jets. And I'm 4-0 right now with my Cowboys games pick, so I think you should take heed to that.
Yeah, you called that tie.
Yeah, well
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
You're 3-0-1.
I'm 3-0-1. Thank you. I'm undefeated is what I meant to say.
Absolutely.
No, you didn't. You were trying to make a steal. You were 4-0.
Well,
look at me. I'm football guy of the week.
He almost slipped it past me, but the tie, you know.
You know I called that 40-40. I actually had the score on the money. No, I've been going.
You did call the Bears one.
Yeah, the Bears one is really the one that, like, standing ovation.
You gave the Bears
Thank
one.
Thank you. Yeah. Let's focus on that. Rams and Niners tonight in Los Angeles. The winner is going to be 4-1. Rams are flying high after knocking off the Colts, and they should have beaten the Eagles the previous week. Big problem for the 49ers. Cannot get a pass rush since Bosa's been out. They just lost to the Jags. They feel very vulnerable here, sitting at 3-1. And then for whatever reason, they can't run the football yet. Like, McCaffrey's doing work, but a lot of it is in the passing game. They're 29th in rushing DVOA, and they do not have a rushing touchdown yet for the San Francisco 49ers as we're sitting here in the month of October. That's crazy. I think Mike's calling Kyle and saying, what the hell is going on out there, boy?
Yeah, seriously, this is what we do. Even if we suck, we can run the football. I think Trent Williams is just, you're starting to see the age catch up to him. I mean, just for instance, 2023 season allowed 20 pressures. He gave up 17 pressures in 11 games last year. Through four games this year, he's allowed 12.
Wow.
So, and that's just from a pass protection standpoint, but obviously they can't run the ball either. I'm sure there's been some slippage in his run blocking as well. And now when you look at the Niners, they're just so banged up. Like, who are they going to be able to run out there? This is basically just going to be Christian McCaffrey. Please help us. Pearsall, Juwan Jennings. They still don't have Brandon Ayuk. Kittle's out.
Wow.
So they're throwing to a bunch of randos tonight.
I'll tell you what, man, if this turns into a game where all of a sudden the 49ers, it turns into just them throwing the football, they're in trouble against the Rams. Because the Rams...
Pass rush.
Yeah, the Rams pass rush, and when the Rams blitz, they're getting pressure like 70, 75% of the time when they're blitzing. And that's so if this thing turns into just you become very one-dimensional, there's going to be some problems with the 49ers today.
That that lines up to 8.5 points, so it's getting worse there for San Francisco. And I guess they're 3-1, so they bought themselves a little bit of time, but that division looks like to be a fight between the Rams and the Seahawks right now. All righty, it's the G-Bag Nation here on 105 Through the Fan. We'll get the champ on the other side. G-Bag of the day, every day 5:30. We replay the champ for you here early in the show. And then we'll get to Wolchuk's top 10 that Chief has today. Buddy, where are you taking it?
Forbes has released the top 10 highest paid athletes of the year, including endorsements. There's only one NFL player on the list. Who is it? That's next year in the nation.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go. Welcome back, Nation. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Let's go into the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius with our champion.
What it do, baby? What it do? G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on The Fan at 5:30. Replay the champ right about here. You caught it. You lucky son of a gun, you. This is day number 2 going for 3 of this champion audio. It comes from the general, Gavin Dawson, ourselves. What were you talking about here, my guy?
If he doesn't want to live in Miami, he cannot take a pay cut and get cut. Tyreek has zero guaranteed money in 2026.
I just wanted to see him stand up and like shake that thing out one time, you know?
You know,
I'm just like, oh my goodness, yeah, you know I couldn't. I mean, after the first time or two, I was like, man, I can't look at this anymore.
Oh, just the
you
way
see
was.
Byron Jones put it back in place.
Yeah. Put that finger back in place.
That was insanity.
I mean, it's just high anxiety just looking at it. Very intimidating, you know.
Yeah, you know, that clip's you want somebody to agree with him, you
that
know.
Clip, that clip's getting longer and longer,
yeah,
isn't it?
You know how I do.
Yeah.
I mean, that just it made me feel creepy staring at it like that on TV. Come on, man. Put that thing away.
Jang-a-lang.
Okay.
I love it.
Let's get Wolchuk's top 10 at 220. Here's the Chief with his broadcast responsibilities.
I'm going Omaha at the line of scrimmage. I was going to do the top 10 courtesy of Forbes. But then I just stumbled upon the top 10 best things about fall. Aren't we here now?
I love it.
I mean, we're in October.
Yes.
Come on.
It's like 8 degrees higher than normal.
It's a little bit toastier.
Yeah, it's going to be a warm October, so it's a way he said.
Yeah.
CBS 11 in the morning is where you should watch your news.
All right.
Yeah, especially your weather report. CBS 11 in the morning. Watch your weather report there.
You get reports to the State Fair?
I'm telling you what.
They're reporting hot.
It's a great weather report. Fantastic broadcast.
It's well-rounded, isn't it? It's a well-rounded over report there. Over there.
My God.
Well, that's exciting. I'm going to go ahead and DVR that moving forward.
Yeah, for real, bro.
Now, we did hit the first pumpkin patch. Early surprise pumpkin patch.
Yeah, you over the weekend. Storm over there.
It was a little bit toasty, yeah. But they got one. It's like rubies, something or other. We had never done it. It's over like kind of in the Rome area,
like the barbecue.
It was really really cool. They had like all sorts of different. They had like obstacle course deals set up for the kids. They had like a basketball jump shooter deal.
Yeah,
it was totally legit. And then they had like a petting zoo, basically. My kids are holding bunny rabbits. Now they're talking about having a pet bunny rabbit, but they got to actually ride on a horse as well.
Do they charge you to be a part of that?
I think because it was the first day, so they were just doing like, hey, everything's just kind of free game except for the food. Okay. You know? So, but yeah, it was like a free 99 hangout for the kiddos. Probably the best pumpkin patch I've ever been to. It was less about the pumpkins and more about just everything else they had to offer.
Pumpkin patch or the Bass Pro Shop?
Oh, well, the Bass
Pro. Entertaining the kids.
Yeah, Bass Pro has been.
Or is it Cabela's by you?
Well, it's Cabela's, yeah.
Okay, Cabela's, gotcha.
But it's too hot, it's Cabela's. But at this point, when it's 80s maybe.
Exactly. Like, Cabela's is always there for me. It's like that security blanket. It's like the tight end of trying to keep my kids entertained. I always know I can find it.
I love the concept of the pumpkin patch, like mini theme park with the animals, maybe a ride, maybe a trampoline. Like, yes. This is good.
Yes. And then you need a huge slide.
Oh, wow. A slide. Cause I feel like pumpkins have maybe exponentially increased in price since I was a kid. I was shocked the first time I took Abby to a pumpkin patch and they hit me for like $80. For three pumpkins.
Oh, no. Like,
what are we doing?
No, sir.
I mean,
I've never actually bought them. Like, we go, we take pictures, we hang out, but like,
steal it from the supermarket? You're just walking out with one?
No.
I throw it in the basket as you're pushing it out there?
Take a bundle of wood and a couple pumpkins.
Never once considered to take the pumpkin or purchase it or anything.
It's complimentary. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, look, I spent money in here. I get to take a pumpkin.
Yeah, that's why they have the grills outside. You bought some meat, go ahead and take that grill with you, buddy. Appreciate you shopping here.
That's how that works.
Yeah.
Wow, parting gift. I mean,
yeah, a case of water. Go ahead,
get some water on your way, and some Topo Chico for the wifey.
With the price of groceries these days,
I'm getting that Topo Pop.
Lucius, I look at that every single time. That Topo Chico, when I walk it by, I'm like, oh, do I need some of that?
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I'm with you.
All right, Ruby Creek water is good. What it's called.
By the
in
way,
Rome.
You drinking your salt water today?
Yeah, I got a little salt water. Got a little.
My man drinks salt
got
water.
Got a little creatine in there.
Salt water.
What kind of salt are we talking?
This is actually, it's actually an Italian salt. It's supposed to be lead free and all that other crap.
Good
know?
Stuff.
Because they're supposed to be good stuff.
I like except for hydration.
I like how he did the chef's kiss when he said it. Italian.
Yeah. Because it's crazy how much crap is in salt.
Yeah.
Like, you got to find a legit one. As soon as I think Celtic sea salt's getting me done at a high level, bang, all sorts of lead and bullcrap in there. So I'm sure I'll find something bad about this salt that I've been using, but nonetheless,
let me look it up for you.
That keeps you hydrated right there. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. That's the problem with that whole industry. You know, the supplements, they don't have to have any like testing. There's no scientific testing required. You can claim whatever you want on the packaging. Buyer beware.
Yes.
It's a bunch of nonsense.
It is, man. That's the world we're living in right now.
Oh, yeah. That's the most healthy thing for you. Sugar. Found that out about the liquid IVs.
Oh, yeah. You found that out the hard way.
Take a grill as you're walking out. I love that.
This is my favorite quote of the day. You have the Browns taking on the Vikings for a little London affair. Mm-hmm. 8:30 breakfast football with the Browns just to start your day with an upset tummy. Actually, Dylan Gabriel's starting, so it'll probably be just full-fledged vomiting. Probably going to be terrible. Versus Brian Flores, are you kidding me? But their safety, Grant Delpit, your guy, LSU Tiger,
go Tigers,
was asked by a local, like a London TV reporter.
BBC?
Like why, perhaps.
Sky Sports?
Why people unfamiliar with American football should choose to root for the Cleveland Browns. And he's ball-sacking the Europeans by saying, quote, we're a fun team. Okay, first lie. Cleveland is a great place.
Cleveland rocks, WMMS. We suck.
Second.
We can't get relegated.
Second lie.
We can't get relegated.
It's a lot like Miami. Third lie.
Oh, is he just lying on purpose?
And then he says you should come check it out. Yeah, he's being super tongue-in-cheek.
He's trolling Cleveland
the entire time. He's trolling Cleveland and all the Euros who might be taking him at his word face value. Like, oh wow, we need to book an American trip to Cleveland so we can have ourselves a time.
Or a holiday to Cleveland, right?
Yeah. Yeah, or just any type of.
I see the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I bet that's cool.
Yeah. I don't. I mean, I guess you could go. I don't know how far Canton is from Cleveland, but try and go check out the NFL.
We did that one time. It's a bus ride.
That's crazy you mentioned Canton because I was just trying to find where the best Halloween theme thing is. And it's
Canton, Texas?
It's Canton, Yesterland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like an hour. The world's biggest garage sale.
Oh, they do like Halloween festivity stuff out there?
Lucius got that.
It's like the total biggest flea market ever. Second
Monday. Second Monday, second Tuesday. What's it called? Second something.
Yeah, it's like a giant Halloween theme park. I think they do something for Christmas too, but you know, the kids are gonna love that deal. Look at that. You know? They're just gonna be like, oh my goodness. Yes.
You ever gonna take your kids to like one of those haunted house things?
No. My wife is so anti-Halloween, and we got like a big Halloween loving neighborhood, so we're just driving by like the scariest crap you've ever seen. Just trying to get to your house. Remember last year, they had this like zombie like dead girl on their garage door. That like the first double take, you're going, whoa,
oh wow!
Like even as an adult, kind of freaked me out a little bit.
So you guys handing out candy?
I don't know.
Since the wife's against it?
Yeah, I can't be sure. Yeah. Can't be sure.
We're having a blast driving around looking at them, and now she's wondering, is our house spooky enough? Because ours is not good. Ours is not spooky. We have like a bad skeleton, like a bad skeleton dog sitting on the front porch. That's it. You know? I'm trying to like rig it up, but it's yeah. huge
get you
money.
A goat head. Let it rot up there for a while.
Yeah, yeah, get a rotten goat head. She goes, Dad, I want to scare the crap out of the other kids. My kid's saying that to me at 4 years old, and I can't correct her because it's freaking hilarious.
That is so funny, dude. Yeah. I want to scare the crap out of the other kids. That's pretty all time.
Have you ever seen those clips where those, like in the stores, they have those things that pop out?
Like
the little kids are standing by, yes. and then the things like jump out, and the kids like fall over on the ground and.
Dude,
rolling around.
The same people in my neighborhood with the death zombie chick that scares you, they have this giant spider
pop out
that if you're walking on the sidewalk by their house, it'll jump out and attack you.
Yeah.
It's crazy. All right, what are the top 10 greatest things according to Americans about the fall? Does anybody have like a
weather.
Quick shooter? I mean, I'm thinking football, of course.
The colder weather with the smell of that fire cutting through the air.
Yeah.
You don't know where it is.
Yeah, there you go. Fireplace smell.
Yeah. Yeah, bonfire stuff, Lucius, anything?
All the eating holidays, you can gorge like a fool.
This is the time
pumpkin
for
pie
it.
And pecan pie is all out there.
Yeah, the pies were all sort of on the outside looking in, but like pumpkin pie, pecan pie, the whole deal, the perfect pumpkin, all that kind of stuff on the outside looking in. Number 10 is going to be Thanksgiving. Feel like Thanksgiving should be higher up on the Why Falls Badass list. I don't know.
Yeah. Thanksgiving's really good.
Thanksgiving's great.
You know, it's a free week off.
It's football. Basically. It's days off. It's food.
Yeah.
You can have like four plates in front of you and nobody's judging out. Like, oh, you hungry today.
100%. It's
they'll let
like,
you take some home too. With you. Yeah.
They almost respect you more the harder you go when it comes to the plates.
I think as a sports fan, it's just undeniable. You get the World Series, football, basketball, and hockey all getting underway or wrapping up.
Yeah. Yeah. Oof. It's an all-time sports situation right now. The nature trails, you know, I don't know how much
people see the leaves change. That's a big thing.
Yeah. Seeing the leaves change.
That's big up in the Northeast.
Yeah. There are areas that it's as beautiful as it gets. Yeah. We don't totally get to experience that, but that is number 9, getting back at number 8 to wearing sweaters. Now, I mean, like Dawson, Bobby, these guys are still wearing all throughout the year.
We get our heavy hoodies out.
But you get the heavy hoodies out. Maybe you get the beanies again.
I like the
beanies.
Maybe Dawson gets them out, but Bobby's wearing his in the middle of August.
Yeah, Bobby doesn't really apply here.
How about the other day?
The thickest hoodie you've ever seen.
Pre-game show, I thought he was going to take a dive. Pre-game show the other day, remember he was just sitting in the sun sweating him up.
I wanted to give him my salt water so bad. Number 7 is Halloween. So America is claiming that Halloween is better than Thanksgiving.
I love Halloween, bro. I don't know about better than Thanksgiving, but I just love Halloween. So festive.
You love the costumes.
I love
the
costumes. I like the creativity from the people. There's like mad parties in a weekend, like two parties one weekend type vibes.
The kids are having fun, you know. There's all the laughing, and in our neighborhood, they're all like walking around, milling about. Yeah. You know, we'll see you next Halloween.
Yeah.
See a lot of people out there.
Lucius, can you wear the same Halloween costume you have to wear different costumes for different parties?
Nah. Can you can have if you got one that really jams, you can wear that twice.
Okay, that's
you can clean up, especially if they got cash prizes, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. If you really go. You got to go hard, though, because the super Halloween crazy folks are really going all out with those costumes. You're not going to half-ass a costume.
So, but you can wear the same costume to multiple parties,
I would say, yeah. Like, that's my costume of the year. Are you eyeballing one for this year, Lucius? Or
No.
Not yet?
No. I haven't dressed up in a minute. Last time I dressed up, I was Tiger Woods. Yeah.
In red?
And I had my girl with her friend, and it was Tiger Woods in his hose.
Nice.
Could have won it.
Number 6, best things about fall, hot chocolate.
Yeah,
I do love hot chocolate.
Yeah,
let's just be real.
You got marshmallows in there, the little ones.
I'm marshing it up, absolutely. Number 5 is the bonfire stuff.
Yeah,
that's just tried and true. Gets chilly outside.
You guys don't like s'mores?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I do too.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, see Dawson's face. He turned up over there.
I mean, I love sweets. I feel like I'm not getting my money's worth. There's too much graham cracker and marshmallow in there. Not enough chocolate. Plus, it's messy.
Is somebody making it for you? You can make it yourself. You can put double chocolate on there. You're a grown man now, bro. You can do
right,
that.
Right, I could.
You have that right.
You have adult freedom. Money now. You're an adult,
I could even get the cinnamon graham crackers.
I kind of mess up when you do the marshmallow part. I just feel like I char it too much. Need to pay better attention.
Yeah, you know, there's that kinda, perfect. Once that thing gets caught totally on fire.
Yeah, you got to.
That's not a Mardi Gras Brian event.
No, you got to get it out of there. Like somebody will ask me a question, the thing's still burning, and it's like it's like eating a briquette.
Getting a lot of hunting season texts here.
Oh,
877-881-1053. No question.
Fishing in October's not
especially in Texas because it's not that cold.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, you don't actually have to suffer through
the frigid. I mean, you just pull into your deer lease and, you know, tripod and wait for them.
I've sat in a duck blind and froze my ass off, though, before. I would never do that again. That's tough, man.
Yeah.
Sitting in that duck blind.
You get a little damp.
Yeah. You just get cold. I mean, I just can't do anything about it.
They're asking the G-Bag Nation, the 214, a gentleman just met a girl about 3 weeks ago. Everything is going perfect so far.
Good.
Do I invite her over for Thanksgiving? I mean, I would say, like, you got to hold off a little bit on that. It's still a little early.
You've got a month. You've got about 8 weeks.
Right now, you're maybe making Halloween plans. Yeah. Maybe.
8 weeks. Yeah.
You know? But, like, we're not thinking about Thanksgiving until once you get into November, if things are still going perfect. Maybe you tee that up, and now all of a sudden, because Thanksgiving, the synonym for Thanksgiving is family.
3 weeks, sudden, bro. He must be swooned.
It's meshed. He's swooned.
He is swooned. She got a snapper or something on this one.
She must be doing weather
reports. Introduce her to the folks. 3 weeks, man. No
problem. Send Lucius a picture.
Yeah, she's doing weather on
this
Channel 11.
This might be the one.
I mean, I guess if you're young, maybe you're under 25. You're kind of dating and bringing new dates to the house and stuff.
That's dangerous.
Maybe.
If you I used to do kids. That just to show off for the unks.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's you right there? That's your nephew? All right, nephew. Yeah, show off for the unks.
Good play right there.
That is really good. Yeah, I guess some respect. Pumpkin spice is being texted in a lot, and that comes in at number 4. The American craze on pumpkin spice, I think, is not something that I can't identify with.
I had the gingerbread that way, but never coffee or anything like that.
I like the cinnamon rolls. Pillsbury's cranking out some pumpkin cinnamon rolls.
Yes. Yes.
There's not a lot of pumpkin spice in there,
but
just enough.
Yeah, yeah.
I can do it.
Yeah, they do like a pumpkin muffin thing that my mom will make, and I'm like, it's actually pretty good. Yeah, but everything has to have pumpkin spice into it, no.
This is
like,
the time of year your mom makes that bread, things. Right? That Italian bread.
Yeah, around Christmas time.
We need the Italian bread.
I'll bring that back in.
Please do, Mom.
The crisp, cold air at 2, and number 1 is the leaves changing. There it is, fall. Yeah, fall. It's here, boys and girls. Yeah, fall.
Thank you, Chief. Which NBA teams gained or lost the most in the offseason? Where do the Mavs rank in that? Plus, AD has answered questions about his dad bod made an appearance at training camp up there in British Columbia. And we'll be back with some hoop talk here with you. Flagtober starts on Saturday at Tolbert Garage Door, 10 to 2, then noon to 2 at East Dallas Diesel here on 105 through the Fan.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Jake Ferguson show coming up about 5:20 today. His fiance, Miss Cavender, going viral for impersonating him today on Instagram, doing his celebration and doing the thing where she's like mouthing the words while Ferguson's voice is in the background. You've seen that trend on social, I'm sure.
Yep.
Well, they're engaged to be married. They're a power couple. And she's done it today, knocked it out of the park. We'll have to get his thoughts on that and the Jets and him leading the NFL in receptions among tight ends. He's just crushing it. He's having his best year ever, I feel like, right now. So
yeah, found pay dirt for the first time. I wonder what that kind of out-of-body experience was for him.
Yeah, that was quite a run. I think since late 2023, he had not scored, but he got back in the end zone. And that had to be a very exciting game to be a part of. So we'll have Jake Ferguson on coming up at 5:20. Flagtober 2025 starts this weekend. Tolbert Garage Door, 10 to noon on Saturday. Come get your 2025 G-Bag Nation flag, then East Dallas Diesel, Brian.
Is it 9 to 11 or 10 to noon?
I got 10 to noon and noon to 2. So
I need to be there 10 to noon.
It'll be late morning. off 30.
I thought it was 9 to 11, but here we are.
Tolbert Garage Dorm. Thank you. Clarification.
No, thank you.
I'm working off a social media post myself.
Thank you. Well, then I'll be there from 10 to noon.
All righty. Anthony Davis, quote, I feel good. I kind of gain going into almost every season, he says, on the additional 15 pounds. Davis has always been a very lean type of guy. He says, I put on so much weight over the summer. Then by the time November comes, I'm usually like 255, 258. I never want to come in at my playing weight because sure. Then I lose weight during the season and then I am too small. Okay, that's 9 to 11. Okay, thanks for the clarification on that. Yeah. Davis was also listed at 268 in February when the Mavs acquired him and Max Christie in exchange for Luka, Kleba, and Markieff Morris. So I don't know. That math's not mathing. Said he was at 268 in February, but gets down to 258 by November. I think this might be older gentleman denial. I mean, every time you tick off another decade, your body holds weight differently.
Yeah.
This one might catch him.
Well, I wonder too if he lost some muscle mass along the way with the eye issue, and maybe that's why he technically weighs a little bit less than what he was listed at for last year. But he looks doughier. I think that's something that could, in theory, happen. But like I was listening to Sean and RJ this morning, and Sean had some really, really incredible analysis about this that we will get to in Sounds of the Sports Day. But Bobby was researching the way Bobby does about like, have we seen articles written in the past about Anthony Davis coming in a little bit more bloated than he looked in the previous season? And that's not really the case. This feels like the first time. I'm blaming it on the retina.
So it was a detached retina, which would take away his ability to like intensely work out.
I would think
he's got to let that thing heal.
Yeah. I mean, you could even see yesterday in his interviews, like I guess it's his right eye.
Yeah.
And you can tell it's still got like the aftershock of just like that, like the blood vessels.
Yeah. I thought that, was that from this week or was that like some sort of press that he did immediately following the surgery? No.
That was from yesterday.
Yeah, it's a real serious thing, and my dad dealt with that. Eric Nadel, I think, dealt with that last year or maybe a couple of years ago. I remember talking to him about that.
He did. It's been some years. It's been like a decade for him now.
But they say if you start to feel pressure or there's like, you know, it looks like you got maybe something stuck in your eye that's obstructing your view, but my dad said it felt like maybe there was some pressure or like there was sand in there. And if you wait too long, they can't fix it. You know, it can be a real, real complicating type of deal. So if you do have those kind of symptoms, you got to, you know, head to the doctor real quick and, you know, get that handled ASAP. Davis said he couldn't do much during the offseason while he recovered from his procedure on his eye, which limited his vision. Veteran cited his history of dropping weight during the season. Says, I lose about 10 to 12 pounds very quickly during camp. I already lost 5, all the running and playing, so I'm never concerned about that. I feel great. I'm moving great, and I feel good. He's got to be, you know, good, healthy, two-way player, able to impact you consistently night in and night out to make it to when Kyrie Irving comes back and not have to make that mad scramble. I think there's enough talent here that this team could be 5-10 games over 500, maybe like, you know, 25-15 or 35-25 whenever Kyrie Irving comes back. I think that'd be a good target. What do you think? Is this an over 500 team without Kyrie Irving?
I don't think so, because I also am not banking on Anthony Davis being super healthy. So like, how much time is he going to be missing throughout the time that you're also waiting for Kyrie Irving to come back? I think it's a lot to ask.
Okay, so let me ask you this, because one of my favorite parts of yesterday's show was when Brian was talking with his sources, and the guy said he doesn't think Nico's going to talk soon or often this year.
No.
I think that's the smart play by the Mavs. You know, now that is a blinking light telling Patrick Dumas that he needs to move on from Anthony from Nico, because he has a GM that needs to just stay quiet to stop fanning the flames of the relationship between the fans and GM. Like, you have a dysfunctional GM if that's your situation, where the guy just has to be quiet. But as long as you're going to keep him, that's the smart idea, because I don't think the guy can say anything. I don't think he's capable of it physically to not troll the hell out of Mavs fans desperately trying to defend himself whenever he opens his mouth.
Yeah, I'm with you 100%. And I think the only question I'd really want to ask him right now is, what is it like to get run up on it like a Twin Peaks and get called out for sucking?
Oh, yes. You know? Yes.
Like, what is your professional response to that?
That would be a good question. And
are you just door dashing from here on out? Are you just eating at home?
I think if we sent Fred Davis over there, he'd have no problem asking that question.
No, not at all. Not Fred.
Where's Nico? We got some questions for him. Let's make this thing real uncomfortable.
I guess him or KG will fire off the question.
KG too. KG and Fred in a Mavs media scrum. I love it. Dodgers just pounded their way past the Reds the last two nights. 18 runs combined. They win even though they surrendered 9, which usually wouldn't get it done in the playoffs, especially 2 in a row. But they're so dang good offensively, and they're going to face the Phillies Saturday. Time to be determined at Citizens Bank Ballpark, Brian.
Okay, can I ask a real quick question about baseball for you guys? If the Rangers were in this situation where it was a Game 3 and you used DeGrom and you used
Eovaldi,
who would you want to be pitching Game 3 for you to try and end this thing?
Merrill Kelly.
As long as we're not in Houston, right?
Yeah.
He'd had the Astros number up till that time.
Yeah. It was just like in Houston, that got away from him. Hometown, something weird.
Did you throw Jack Leiter out there?
Yeah, I did.
Dawson's
going to say, heck no. I mean, when you saw the way, listen, you saw the way Jack closed the season
By the way, that was one of the best tweets I've ever seen you have, though. After the Jack Leiter, you're kind of like, hey, listen, I'm happy about sports teams. I'm really happy when there are players. I was reading that.
Is that a PR message?
No, yeah, he was basically saying, listen, I see all you guys railing on me right now, but yeah,
trust me. I like it when the Rangers are doing well. Yeah. I think I'm disappointed that Jack Leiter had a good start. I mean, he'll strike out a side and my Twitter fires up. So I appreciate everybody out there showing me. But I'm a Rangers fan. So please allow me to just enjoy this a little bit. Okay? And let's stop pretending like your average player who was the second overall pick is the next Cy Young. Okay? Great. Maybe the pick wasn't a total bust. You have an average starting pitcher who you could replace every offseason with one of about 40 dudes. No, I'm starting Merrill Kelly. Yes. And I'm wondering how healthy Tyler Mahle is before I get to Jack Leiter.
I was going to say Tyler Mahle deserves to be mentioned here in this conversation.
That tweet goes out at 1:30 in the afternoon. I hope you guys aren't noticing right now, but
is that the easiest way to draw you off sides right now? Is a Jack Leiter situation?
I think they've gone after you more. They go after you about Dak, right?
That's true.
And then here's the Jack and 10-10 Jack Leiter.
And the heavy set athlete. No, I'm good right now. I'm in a good relationship with Twitter. I don't feel like I can get pulled off sides. You know, I'm more like consciously choosing my responses than reacting emotionally. But stay tuned. You know, we could be back in that mode at any time.
Couple of setbacks.
I thought it was awesome when I read it. I started laughing.
Well, thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
Or thank me. Yeah. I did that segment. What are we doing? We got the top stories of 3 coming up next, and the C note around the corner as well. And we're back here. It's the G Bag Nation on the Fan.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.